bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, do you have an abnormal fear of something? Well, it turns out someone does and has left a note for someone to fix it up. What are we discussing here? Well, we'll just wait to find out. This is the Triple Threat Podcast. Bring on the suspense music. It's when phobias take over.
Irrationally, when phobias take over very irrationally as well. Now, this was because there was a letter posted. There was a letter put in someone's post
box. Like, I guess outside the mailbox?
Outside the mailbox. I was trying to think of what they were called. Mailbox. Someone put a letter outside the mailbox that was addressed to the postman. And it's a little bit silly, but I'll read it to you. Beholder of parcels, bringer of utility bills. So, the postie. I write to you on this day to ask a simple task. Living on the right side of my mailbox is a spider seemingly holding my mail hostage. If you could remove him for me, either by relocation or brutal murder, I would be forever in your debt. Signed, resident. And then there's a photo of what the spider looks like, which is essentially a dot with eight lines coming out of it. So she or he has essentially asked the postman to remove the spider. Now, is this part of the duty of a postman, I wonder?
Look, I say, according to the picture, now I'm no spider expert, but looking at the picture, it probably just is looks like a daddy long legs.
No, that's not a daddy long legs.
What?
Nah. Because if it was a daddy long legs, it would have skinnier leggies.
She just used the wrong, or they just used the wrong texter.
It's funny how we're assuming this is a girl, which in my life, I'm one that's not scared of spiders, and my boyfriend is shit scared of spiders.
Yeah. I've got to tell you about my ex-housemate's irrational fear in just a moment. But this, and you know, I think the postie is remove it. Just remove. Like, I think, imagine being a postie and being scared of spiders. No, you can't do it.
The postie has a lot of mail to deliver.
Do this person a favour.
No, but he doesn't have to do this.
He probably didn't even read the letter, to be honest.
Well, he must have, because it's been posted online.
I mean, they.
They. What strange stereotypes we are doing here. Yes, the postie, who knows who they are, but it is not in a postie's duty, may I say, to remove spiders. They are to deliver letters and parcels. We crack it when we don't get the letters and parcels that we need. It's because our posties are off removing spiders from mailboxes.
We are talking about your fears, people, your fears. It's all because someone has written a note to the post person saying, please remove the spider from my mailbox. Please, 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 please.
Please, they said, please look to the right and you'll see that there's a spider. And
the spider could have moved. Like, seriously, bad letter writing.
That's true. Although it was quite humorously written. Although there would be animal activists that would come out because she or he has suggested that the spider be removed by relocation or brutal murder.
Oh, gosh, no. Lance has written in and said, I'll catch and release a spider, a bee or a wasp.
Oh, a bee or a wasp?
Snakes don't scare me. What? But
gosh,
if a moth comes into my room, I leave running and screaming. I suffer from moth phobia. Moths are an ugly brown. Their stupid head butting into glass. And dusty looking. Yuck.
All very valid points.
Well, Lance.
Is mothnophobia a real phobia?
Why not?
I think it could be introduced. They are dusty looking moths.
Well, Lance, you aren't. Yeah, they're very dusty.
They're
I don't know how.
Very dusty.
Well, Lance, you are not alone because Matthew from South Yarra has also texted in saying, my school-aged neighbour, who I never formally met, knocked on my door with a panic. I went inside and she pointed to a moth on the curtains and wouldn't calm down until I got it to walk onto a piece of paper and gently placed it on the balcony.
Moths are really, but trying to get them onto paper is really hard.
You need two pieces usually.
Two pieces of paper. They do, they go through curtains. It's nothing worse than if you pick up like a piece of, magazine or something and then a moth flies out and it's like, ah! It's petrifying.
I am. My housemate, my previous housemate, was terrified of spiders.
Spiders?
The vacuum was nearly always in his room for this reason, because he would vacuum them up.
Vacuum spiders.
Yep. And so one time.
They'd still be alive, wouldn't they?
Yeah, but they're in the little contraption. So one time I went in there, like, he was like, James, I really need your help. I need your help. I'm like, all right, what's going on? He's like, can you please remove that spider? It was like one of those money spiders. Like, it was so tiny. I couldn't see it. I'm like, what spider? Where? He's like, there. I'm like, oh, okay.
Do you know daddy long legs are the most poisonous? Oh, it's not true. I read it on the back of a pad. A girl's
Producer
sanitary
Vicky.
Pad.
I don't know. I listened to a conversation with Dr. Carl.
Oh.
And I don't know. He said
I trust
it
him.
Yeah, I trust him. He said it wasn't true. So, okay.
Well, on the back of the sanitary pad, it said that daddy long legs are the most dangerous spiders, but because you can't get the venom out. So.
Dangerous is different.
Mm.
No, but I don't they can't bite people, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe the sanitary pad.
Over Dr. Carl?
Yes.
All right.
I'm going to go with Dr. Carl on this one.
But do you have a phobia? Oof. Something you're really scared of?
I don't like coming across a spider in the car while I'm driving.
Oh, when they walk across the windscreen?
Absolutely. That'll send me insane.
And you're thinking, are they on the outside or the inside?
I know. And then you put the windscreen wipers on.
And then they flick off and you're like, oh, thank God. I live to see another day.
Vicky, what's yours?
It's not as common as spiders. Mm. I'm petrified of pelicans.
Pelicans?
Oh, they are,
yeah.
They are
what are they
going to
do, gobble you up?
Well, yeah, because I have a photo of me as a kid when I was like trying to pet one or something like that. Mm. And then it attacked me and did try and carry me away because I was like a toddler. And
what?
Yeah. And since then I'm legitimately terrified of
them. Oh, for
pretty
two.
Legit.
That's
yeah.
Pretty legit.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.